When does a pop song become so influential, so durable, that it becomes part of the great American songbook?
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
Heaven. I'm in heaven.
My sweet embraceable you.
I'm all for you, body and soul. Yes.
Those are just some of the standards in the Great American Songbook, which, of course, is not really a book. These are the songs that were originally written for Broadway, theater, and for Hollywood musicals. Since classics like Body and Soul came of age along with jazz, who better to talk about that relationship than Christian McBride, composer, bassist, and host of Jazz Night in America. Christian, welcome back.
Artie, it's so nice to speak with you again. It's been a while.
It has been a minute. Body and Soul, how did this composition become a standard?
Well, the song was first written by Johnny Green in 1930. It debuted in the Broadway revue, Three's a Crowd. And the way a song becomes a standard in the first place is because many people record it. Coleman Hawkins recorded his version of Body and Soul. It became a huge jazz hit, and it became pretty much the standard for tenor saxophone playing.
Well, let's listen to some of it. Christian, you said tenor sax players jumped on this, but lots of vocalists did too, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think a song has to be covered by vocalists to become a standard because people always connect with the vocalists. So when people like Frank Sinatra or Ella Fitzgerald or Sarah Vaughan, when a vocalist gives their interpretation of one of these great modern standards, there's more of a chance of that song becoming a standard.
When you talk about all of these artists having to perform standards, so to speak, like, what is the role of that in a career, right? Being able to, quote unquote, be an interpreter of the Great American Songbook?
That's a good question, because I think at some point inside of the last, maybe the last half century, there's been more focus, particularly in the jazz world, on original composition. And there was a bridge in between the Great American Songbook and modern jazz where you had the bebop era, where people like Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie were covering standards in a very, very clever way. To get around paying royalties to these composers, what they would do is they would take the harmonic progression of a particular standard and write a new melody on top of it. So you take a song like Charlie Parker's Quasimodo, that was actually Embraceable You.
It occurs to me that understanding the architecture of a standard, being able to interpret it, learning to color in the lines of these artists that came before you, is kind of required proving ground, maybe? Am I right about that?
Well, there used to be the unspoken law in the jazz world was that you had to know a significant amount of standards. Anytime any of these older jazz legends went out to hear some younger musicians, and they would hear them play their music, they would say, you know, that's great, but do you know Polka Dots and Moonbeams? I'll Remember April, Ill Wind, you know what I mean? They would call these old standards, and if you didn't know them, you know, hey kid, get back in the bullpen and practice, you know? That was the way that you earned your right to be a jazz musician.
Is it possible to have a new jazz standard, or have we just moved out of that phase for that particular genre of music?
Yeah, I think the way that can be answered is you just have to wait and see. There are some really great composers out there now. Will other people other than them record those songs? We have yet to see.
I guess a lot of it has to do with just time, right? I was thinking of Tony Bennett and Amy Winehouse.
That's right.
My heart is sad and lonely.
Sing it, Tony.
For you I sigh, for you, dear, only. Why haven't you seen it?
Why haven't you seen it? Why?
I'm all for you, body and soul.
I spend my days ever hungry.
Come on, Amy.
And wondering why it's been your wrongin'.
Talk to us.
So that's the late Amy Winehouse and Tony Bennett on Body and Soul. This was on their album Duets 2, which charted in 2011, which tells you how much staying power that song has.
See, exactly. You know, all of those great standards, they're indestructible. You know, people will be playing these songs and singing these songs for another 100 years. I feel that.
Body and soul.
Do you have a candidate for recent, as in the last maybe 20 years or so, a candidate for a song that's poised to join this repertoire?
Well, I would probably think like the last great standard maybe would have been Birdland, which was composed by Joe Zawinul.
And this is the Weather Report off their album Heavy Weather, right? 1977.
That's correct. And I think I can guarantee you that from the time that album was released through the 1980s, every single high school and college band played that song. And then Manhattan Transfer recorded it, and it became an even bigger hit than it was when Weather Report recorded it. So, yes, that song is definitely a standard.
So 100 years from now, you're thinking someone is still going to bust out their version of Birdland.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're right. I'm bobbing my head.
See? And there you go. If you're bobbing your head and you're smiling, the song has done its job.
Christian McBride, composer bassist, is also host of Jazz Night in America. Christian, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, my friend.